You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. It's expected to be a busy travel weekend, and if you need help getting somewhere, AAA is there to help. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
This weekend is one of the last holidays for families before the school year begins, and it can be one of the year's most heavily traveled weekends. As many are choosing to celebrate this weekend, be sure to have a safe ride home if you choose to imbibe. Alcohol-related crashes claimed more than 12,000 lives in 2023. And nearly one-third of all U.S. traffic deaths involve alcohol-impaired drivers. AAA is activating its Tow-to-Go program across select states this weekend, including Wisconsin. While it is best to have a designated driver, rideshare options, or plan to stay overnight where you are celebrating, if you find yourself pickled and in a pickle, you can call AAA. This is a last resort option open to both members and non-members. AAA will provide a free confidential ride for impaired drivers and tow their vehicle to a safe location within a 10-mile radius. You can find out more at AAA.com.
Additional information is also available on the Wisconsin DOT website. If you're heading out on the water this Labor Day weekend, the DNR is reminding you to be safe. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding people to make safety a top priority this weekend. Officials say waterways may be crowded, and it's critical to remain alert, wear life jackets, and make smart decisions to keep yourself and others safe. 12 boating fatalities have happened so far in 2025, and in many of those cases, they were not wearing a life jacket. Remember that drownings can happen quickly and silently, even to a strong swimmer. The DNR also recommends designating a sober boat operator, keeping a safe speed, and being visible. Be sure to check weather conditions before heading out and communicate your plan to someone on shore. Remove distractions while boating and be respectful of others.
You can find more information on the Wisconsin DNR website. Gas prices will be lower this weekend than previous years and continue to drop as we head into the fall. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Officials at Gas Buddy predict the average gas prices over the Labor Day weekend will be $3.15 per gallon. This would be 14 cents lower than last year and the lowest price at the pump on Labor Day since 2020. The recent jump in prices over the past month is because of localized refinery outages. However, drivers can expect to see prices drop as gas stations start to transition back to cheaper winter gasoline in mid-September. As the demand falls with the temperatures, gas prices will continue to cool. There are still some challenges with hurricane season and uncertainty over trade, tariffs, and Russia's war on Ukraine. However, officials at Gas Buddy remain optimistic that gas prices will continue their downward trend.
Wisconsin, as well as the Cooley region, typically trend below the national average for gas prices. Prominent Wisconsin Democrats were in attendance for State Senator Brad Paff's annual Corn Roast in West Salem Wednesday. The event was started by former Congressman Ron Kind a quarter century ago. Among the attendees were congressional candidate Rebecca Cook, Democratic Party Chair Devin Remiker, and Lieutenant Governor candidate and current Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Paff said the event was about people coming together and not about partisan politics. The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. Dry and pleasant weather conditions continue this week in La Crosse. Outside of scattered overnight showers, the area is expected to avoid meaningful rain for the next several days. Highs will be in the mid-70s with overnight lows in the 50s for most places in the Cooley region, with mostly clear skies as well. That continues through Labor Day weekend and well into next week when temperatures will continue to stay below averages for this time of year. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
a blockbuster trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers holding press conferences today to introduce Micah Parsons, who signed a four-year deal with the team worth $188 million, making him the highest-paid player in the league other than a quarterback. Parsons, the most feared pass rusher, ending his time with the Cowboys. Mark Murphy, who retired a month ago as Packers CEO, was holding a press conference at his induction into the Team Hall of Fame when the news broke and said he knew nothing of the deal.
Oh. So what did they give up, Rich?
The Packers giving up their first-round pick next year and in 2027, and nine-year veteran Kenny Clark. College football, the Badgers beat Miami of Ohio 17-0, but starting quarterback Billy Edwards had to leave the game in the second quarter with a leg injury.
I don't have any answers on Billy, so good to see, though, that he was back out there, you know, able to be a part of the game and be with our team and things like that.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Adam Sandler has decided to make yet another attempt at a serious movie role. No joy. It's not a total attempt, as Jay Kelly is labeled by Variety as a dramedy. Sandler will play a tell-it-like-it-is showbiz manager to the film's title character, played by George Clooney. How excited is Sandler to be part of the project? He said recently at a presser for the Venice Film Festival, "Holy shit, I can't believe I'm getting this gift. Break a leg, Adam, and clean up the potty mouth." Speaking of Sandler, he recently played a song at the 50th anniversary Saturday Night Live gala. One of the lyrics was, "50 years of finding out your favorite musician is anti-Semitic." There has been speculation as to who Sandler was referring to. He declined to answer, saying there have been many over the years, but Kanye Crazy Town West claimed in a tweet on X, which makes no sense, that it was him, referencing Sandler when he said, "Adam Sandler, thank you for the love." Is Kanye clueless or crazy? Just like with many people on the X Twitter, it's hard to tell. How popular is Taylor Swift? Even the people on the periphery of her world are getting rich. Dancing with the Stars is in season 34, and according to TheWrap.com, Jan Ravnik will join the celebrity side of Dancing with the Stars. Ravnik recently was a member of the dance squad on the Swift's Eras Tour. The full cast of dancers for season 34 will be announced September 3rd on Good Morning America. Ooh, not sure I can wait that long. Earlier this week on Nightlight, we discussed aliens and ghosts, which is typically a fun topic that gets a variety of reactions. Recently, some star power has been added to the belief that aliens exist. Actress Emma Stone says she believes in aliens. She may have ulterior motives, as she is playing a CEO captured by a conspiracy group who believes she is an alien sent to destroy Earth in the new film Begonia, which hits theaters this October. When you're part of a studio talk show audience and the warm-up act tells you to do the wave when you hear the word banana, you just do it. Because why wouldn't you? Just don't do the wave when the host coincidentally says banana in her monologue. That is what happened on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and it made her furious when she realized that writer and audience warm-up act Greg Fitzsimmons was behind it. It wasn't on purpose, but he had to step onto the stage and tell the audience that they should no longer do the wave when they hear that word. Ellen's talk show ended after 19 years due to what sources say was a toxic environment. Fitzsimmons confirmed those rumors on the We Might Be Drunk podcast. He did give her props and said she was an incredible stand-up. The writer-comedian said at first the show was very chill, but after some success, she got very difficult and would make younger writers cry. DeGeneres left America after the last election, but says she is not done with show business. Sounds like show business might be done with her. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 73 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 58 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.